But the burning question all of us want to know.
Yeah.
Can mermaids walk?
Oh, you know what? That's a. I did say I was going to look into that, didn't I? Well, while we're waiting on Nightglider, I suppose I can do a quick spin. Well, according to one of the merfolk from Zendikar in the Ravnica Magic the Gathering tie-in stuff, they can walk on land or swim with equal ease. Have long fins that can basically function as a tail. Well, let's see what the official merfolk race stuff says. Pull that up real quick. Oh, okay. New tabs. Always a billion new tabs. The official art for merfolk as monsters or humanoid creatures here says they have the lower body of a fish, but yeah, interesting. I guess it depends on the setting that you're in. And my conception of them when you met them and were talking with them is that they are like genuine merman, merwoman people with fishtails.
That would make sense.
That's not to say that there might not also be a couple of like variant species or offshoots or, you know, critters that look much the same but are of a different origin and have legs rather than feet. Triton, of course, are a race with the notably aquatic features, but no. Merfolk. If I were to pull them up, if I was going to use a stat block, if you guys got into a big fight here, they would have, they would have fish feet or fish legs.
That makes sense. The main reason I was thinking of it is it actually came up in a Pathfinder game. We needed something. Well, I needed something with fingers in order to articulate something, and the only thing I could summon was a merfolk. and discovered that they have a land speed of 5 feet around.
Oh, now I gotta look at the stats again. Just to see if they do have a... Wait, hold on a second. Because this merfolk... Wait, merfolk scout? Few work as bounty hunters? Military recon. They have a walking speed and a swim speed. What?
Okay.
Wait. This is a merfolk scout. And it's from, yeah, okay, it's a stat block from Ghosts of Saltmarsh. So I guess they...
Not that I would know that or anything, but still.
No, but like, that is so interesting. Maybe they like... Maybe when they're on land, they like slither like a snake or something.
That would actually be kind of like, cool.
I guess the motion of a fish's tail in the water, if you were like propped up, you're pretty tough to pull off, but
with practice,
it's not like they have knees. Yeah, it's not like they have knees to like, you know, scoot along like you were down on your knees.
Well, perhaps perhaps they move with their tail almost more like the way a seal moves. So it's like, it's muscular enough that they can like support their weight on it. I think they'd still be down. Technically, I think that, I don't know what source book it's from, but on Wikidot, which seems to be a pretty dependable D&D 5e resource, they do have a player race of merfolk, and I think that they're essentially Aquaman. They're a humanoid with fins coming off their calves and their forearms.
Yes. So those were the ones that I was looking at a second ago. They're from the Magic the Gathering crossover stuff. Ravnica is one of the worlds in Magic, and it's got a bunch of different quasi animal fantasy creatures that they basically, all bets are off. Like there's no real limit to what a magic card can suddenly like, oh cool, that's neat, that's different. But yeah, they've got more of they're more like what in the 5e standard common rules stuff, the Tritons have that with the fins and the higher swim speed and the kind of enhanced strength. But now I'm envisioning the merfolk with the stat block from Ghosts of Saltmarsh, like seal flopping their way forward to do stuff. If their upper body isn't doing all that same work, then I guess they would look... Yeah, they could probably... I'm sure they could make it graceful with practice. But I will say that in this setting, if we encounter a merfolk and they are out of the water and decide to move in that way, everyone can just assume that it makes the same noise that Larry the Cucumber does when he hops. That like, doo, 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 doo. That's canon in this game. Matter of fact, now that I think about it, if we come... Fuck, he's probably going to sound an awful lot like Larry the Cucumber. Larry the Sea Cucumber! Oh, snap!
Oh.
Larry the Merfolk. He's a sea cucumber. Oh, no. Yes. That sounds pretty great, actually.